Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I am your host, Wesley Mills. How's everybody feeling? How is everybody doing? What's going on? So much going on, right? A lot's going on. I don't know where to start. There's so much going on. I don't know where to start. Excuse me. I almost drowned my baby this morning. Excuse me. That's right, guys. I almost drowned my baby this morning. No, not that baby. I'm talking about my other baby. My cell phone. Because there's Callie, and then right underneath Callie's, there's the cell phone, right? Cell phone is so precious that we have to take it everywhere, right? Even in our most intimate moments, right? Having sex, hold on, baby. Let me answer this text. While we're on the pooper, while we're in the shower, brushing teeth, we just, washing dishes, cooking, cell phone's there. So this morning, it's Friday morning. It's not Thursday, it's Friday morning. I dropped Callie off now, like, let me take a quick shower. I didn't get a shower last night. Oh, you nasty. So yeah, I didn't get a shower last night. I fell out. Sorry. Right? Fuck. I'm human. I'm sorry. I'm human. So now I'm in the shower, and I got the cell phone. Right, I gotta have the cell phone close by on the sink, and I'm listening to YouTube videos, and I gotta keep changing YouTube videos, and I'm getting the phone all wet. I'm wiping water off my wet body and my hands and shit, and I'm touching the phone. It's all wet, and I'm trying to like wipe it off on the towel. It's just a mess. Am I the only one doing this obsessive shit with the phones? Because, I hate when you're in the shower and I got... What was I listening to this morning? I'm listening to... Fuck. What the fuck is that? I just started listening to this podcast. I forget the name. But I'm listening to the show on... Fuck. The Brilliant Idiot guy. He does the show with... Hold on, guys. All right, so I'm listening to the Fragrant 2 podcast with Andrew Schultz and the other guy. I think the other guy's name. I should have just listened to it on the Apple podcast, but I don't know. I was skimming around on the fuck am I talking about? Looking around on YouTube. And I said, let me watch this shit. I've been listening to him a little lately. But I'm watching. I'm just listening to it on the YouTube. And they keep putting up ads. And I hate when an ad pops up. Sometimes I hop out the shower and I'll hit the next button. Then sometimes, like, let me just let that ad play, because it gets cold. When you get out that shower, you get out that heat, it's cold. So an ad came on. I'm like, ugh, this is fucking ad. I love you ads. I love the ads. All right, I love the ads. But the phone just stopped. It didn't continue. I'm like, I hate when you do that. You listen to YouTube. And a fucking ad comes on, and then the ad just ends, and it stayed there. It didn't continue on the program, the show I'm listening to, or watching, or whatnot. I was fucking like, what the? I was irked. So I'm like, fuck, I gotta get out the shower and fucking what's the name? And I got the phone in the shower. I don't know. The phone just slipped out my fucking hand and fell on the floor. And then on the tub, on its back in the water. But the cell phone's still good now. It didn't get like entrenched in water. It fell on his back, splash, and I grabbed it. A little wet on the front. I know it's fucking all water damage now, but it's like, it's water damage. You can't take it back. So there's that. Also, I want to give a quick... I forgot to say rest in peace to Black Rob. Harlem legend. Whoa and all that. Let's get it. Rest in peace to Black Rob. He was young. He was only, I believe he was only 52. And also, rest in peace to Shock G. Humpty Hump and all those, in that crew. Instrumental in putting on Tupac. They gave Tupac his first real chance. He produced his first albums. He produced one of my favorite songs of all time by Tupac and just in general, So Many Tears. He's only 57. DMX, I believe DMX is like 51. So you got DMX 51, you got Black Rob 52, and you got Shock G 57. Wow. Three black men, hip hop 57. Guys, we got to take care of our health. Just take care of ourselves. I'm not sure how he passed away. He died in a hotel, Shock G. Young fucking men. Legends. So rip to Shock G, Rob, Black Rob. It's bad. I believe DMX funeral. Is DMX funeral this week? Hold on, guys. Let me look up DMX funeral. DMX is X's funeral. it's Saturday. Oh, I guess DMX funeral is Saturday. It's going to be at the Barclays, the house that Jay-Z built. and that's facts. Damn. All right. Yeah, DMX funeral is tomorrow, guys. Hold on. I had some Jimbo's this morning, too. You know, I don't know if you guys know Jimbo's. It's like a hamburger spot. But they sell everything. They make everything. Most of the staff is Mexican, so I got some of that good old-fashioned Mexican soul food. I got that this morning. That's something light. I'm off breakfast sausages and like all that processed shit, bacon. I'm off that shit. I might have a piece here and there, but I'm off that. I do. I like grilled chicken. I had some pancakes and grilled chicken. No. I had the Belgian waffles and grilled chicken. It was all right. Wasn't bad. They gave me a lot of grilled chicken. I gave the dog some. Dog's like, can I get some of that, big homie? Yeah. Why not? Bring your bitch ass over here. So Derek Chauvin is guilty. excuse me. I'm not sure how I feel about that. If it seems a little wormy to me, I'm happy. Right? I'm happy. It was read so. It was like really like his fair. I don't think it was like anybody there. It was like no. Just the jury, the prosecutors, the judge, and the defense, and Chauvin was there. There was like no personal family members of George Floyd. They were there watching on TV. And I kind of, Callie was running around. Then I'm seeing my phone come up guilty. I'm like, hold on, did I miss something? They're like taking him away. I'm like, how the fuck? I was looking right at this shit. so he's guilty. You know, you didn't get those emotions that you wanted, I guess. And we were looking for emotions. But he's guilty on all charges. I feel like he was just a sacrifice to shut people up. And I was obsessed. They kept talking about the peaceful protesting. They were so obsessed with the protesters being. They're so obsessed with like when they were like black people and just black people in general with us being peaceful protesting. Like they keep getting confused. Like they keep putting us all in one box. There's like, yeah, there's people who, like the people who are out there to protest and are protesting. Then there's the people who kind of like want to cause a little ruckus and kind of come in behind that. I mean, not all black people are, we're not a monolithic group. There's people who just kind of take advantage, like white people who take advantage, and Spanish, and black, and Asian, and all that pup. Maybe some groups are more united than others, but I think there's no greater divide than black people amongst each other and white people. I know people, they're white people. No, there's a huge divide between black, white people. Huge divide. And usually, like, I think it's like kind of like the rednecks and yuppies. Because cops usually predominantly rednecks and got a certain view. And then you got, like, the yuppies. They call them yuppies, like the liberals and all that shit. Because they're the ones that are getting arrested like crazy. You know what I mean? So when we see them get arrested for harassing us, they don't really give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about them. They just want to embarrass them. You know, because they think the law is supposed to be on their side. So they're always confused. Like, why am I getting arrested? You know what I mean? Like the Karens and all that shit. It's usually like some fucking yuppie, so to speak, privilege, who's probably a pseudo liberal, you know, front like they for the cause, but maybe just white people kind of shit. And that's who the cops love. The cops love fucking with them. You know, they be fucking with black people. Cops are like, oh, we can fuck with them now. But it's like the, you know, the Dylan Roof type psycho white people. That they support them, right? Kyle Rittenhouse, they support him. I'll get back to those fucking pieces of shit later. But yeah, this obsession. Everybody kept talking about it. They didn't even read a verdict yet. And it's like, everybody's peaceful. Everybody's just chilling, you know. There's no riots going on. I'm like, they didn't even read the verdict yet. What the fuck? They didn't read it. It's like, oh. They were just trying to like, they just like, can you just fucking convict Derek Chauvin so there won't be any riots? That's all they're obsessed with is property owned by white people. They're just obsessed with property. More than like a black person's life. Fucking property. Me let you guys know if I'm for it, against it, doesn't really matter. Me, personally, I wouldn't be out there, excuse me, writing. Because I'm too old for that shit. I can't, you know, what am I, oh, my old ass is out there. My old black ass writing. Well, looting, I guess. I won't say writing, looting. Because rioting is, I think, different from looting. Rioting could be like just storming Capitol Hill type shit that the, you know, MAGA motherfuckers were doing. That they let do. They let them have. They let those motherfuckers go down to the Capitol like it was nothing. They wasn't saying like, oh, you know, put up a couple of fences that they could just hop over. It was black people. They got like the National Guard and fucking fences, barriers and all that shit up. Stay in that section. They let motherfuckers get right up on the Capitol. A little fence that they just chopped over like it was fucking nothing. They didn't say, oh, it's good. You guys going to be peaceful? No, none of that. That's how you know the system is a bunch of Michael Freudians. But yeah, I know there was some people, was kind of some black people who wanted to protest. I wanted to loot and kind of riot. They was like, fuck. Kind of still want to riot though, right? Should we still loot? I still want to kind of loot. But there was no looting across America. Just cops being obsessed with peaceful protesting like they always do. But it's never the other way around. Like, peaceful protesters are always getting attacked. Right? From back in the day, Dr. King and them just walking arm in arm. Getting the dogs sicked on them. Hit with hoses. Getting beat with billy clubs. Fists. Shot. Murdered. Maimed. Right? All in the name of peace. But the black people, the group of black people who want to riot and protest and not protest, well, protest too, but riot and shit and loot. That's okay, right? But it's okay for people to come into our neighborhoods and loot it, right? Neighbors get looted all the time. Nobody does nothing, right? I think about like these certain areas in the country where like the rappers have when rappers got to check in. All that shit. Got to check in. They don't do that to white people who come in and gentrify your own neighborhood. They don't do nothing. You're over there like, how you doing, sir? Oh, you're going to build right here? All right, we'll move. We'll tell drugs over there. Sorry. But rappers come in your neighborhood, you want to fucking beat them up and force them to give you money. You don't do that to white people come in the neighborhood. Right? Some black people can't even go to certain neighborhoods just because they know it's going to be some bullshit. No beef. They just know they're going to get fucked with. Motherfuckers coming in your neighborhood and gentrify and you ain't fucking with them, right? I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it's kind of fucked up that you're fucking with your own people for being in your neighborhood, right? Own black man can't go in your neighborhood. Own rapper can't go to your neighborhood and perform for your people without checking in. Oh, but the white people come in your neighborhood, they don't have to check in at all. You see, it's all fucked up. It's all type of variables you can throw out there, right? Like I was saying, it's so much in-house fighting that's going on between black people. A lot of in-house fighting going on between white people just trying to figure out this equality and what's right and what's wrong thing. You think about, wait, what about us? This country is just black and white and everybody else, guys. I'm sorry, but you know that's what it is. Yeah, we love everybody else too, but this country is just kind of like really based on black and white and everybody else. And I don't mean that in a mean way, in a derogatory way, but everything's kind of, you know, it's just kind of the country's been set up. It's all fucked up, right? We're all equal. We should be all equal. We should be one. I'm tired of just fucking holding on to the race thing. It can be tiring. And I love the black power. But can it be tiring, right, guys? I can mean, I understand it. I'm pro-black. You guys know that. Sometimes you want to go outside and be me, right? Stressful as fuck. But yeah, there was peaceful protesting, right? And I feel like Derek Chauvin, who they don't give a fuck about. I mean, he's just poor white trash. They don't give a fuck about him. They just don't want motherfuckers turning up nationwide. That's why cops gotta, you know, you redneck cops gotta realize that they're gonna fucking hang you to keep their shit going, right? They're gonna fucking hang you. Right? Some of you guys are gonna be sacrificed.
Hey guys. Fucking shit go.
Sorry guys. Like I was saying about like a little bit last episode I touched on about how like some white people who pro-establishment and some and the cops who pro-establishment and government, all that stuff, they really got to adjust their whole thoughts, because the system that they knew and grew up in and was nurtured by is shifting a little bit. And all of it is just, you know, like I was saying, I call it pillow talk and just blowing sweet nothings in minorities and mainly black people's ears. This all is just to shut us the fuck up. Right? Just don't take away our budgets, right? We're selling cops to jail. We gave Derek Floyd's family $27 million. Come on, guys. Calm down. And it's fucking them up. They got to, like, readjust. And these guys are still fucking up. Still doing it. They're not realizing what's going on. They're, like, losing their jobs. All in the name of white supremacy. They're just hanging you guys left and right. You don't have any type of protection right now. Most of you don't. You're right on camera. Think you could just be a fool before you can get away with it. Now, if you can get away, you used to be able to get away right on camera. The motherfucker who killed the guy in Staten Island, right? He got away with it. He's able to just, like, I don't know what's the difference. He's able to put a guy in a headlock. He just put him in a headlock and kept him there. And then you got Derek Chauvin, who fucking kneed on the guy for 9 months. They just brutal killings. Nothing happened to the guy. What, Danny Pantolina? That piece of fucking, what a piece. I want to. He's got the face. You just want to punch his fucking face in. He's got a face you want to fuck up. He's got dickhead written all over him. I would love to see him. I will fuck that nigga. Sorry. I will fuck him up. In a nice way, though, right? In a nice way. Damn, I want to fuck him. It's his face. He's just a piece of shit. All these guys, they all look like fucking pricks. And I'm not a violent guy. I probably won't fuck him up, but I'll give him a couple of. I'll tell him to eat a dick. Then maybe he'll charge me, then I'll fuck him up. I put him in a chokehold. Oh, I can't do that. And I'm saying that because I'm thinking about LeBron James, but I'll get to that segment a little bit, the LeBron James shit. How everybody's so pussy. Motherfuckers, we just become pussies. What's that line that's drawn? Everybody just rallying up their base, but I really listening to what he was saying. Because you had a cop who killed, what was her name? Was it Micaiah? 16-year-old black girl was killed, like 10 minutes. Believing it was in Columbus, Ohio? Let me get her name. Micaiah Bryant? She was killed. She called the cops and was murdered. But there's two sides of the story that I feel like both sides were fucking dumb. Let's go with the cop side. So they get there. They shoot her. You got to think about the other guy. What was his name? Bryant? He was murdered. He just hopped in his car and he thought it was a taser and she shot him with a gun. And you got another moment here where this girl's got a gun. She's attacking, Micaiah's attacking these girls. She called the cops, Micaiah. Troubled teen a little bit, I think, but she was on a roll. Living in a shelter, I believe. I believe she was being jumped. And I think they said it was adults jumping her or teens or a combination. I got to get this fact straight on that. Who's you having right now, right? You show? Yeah, I'll get to it. She was, I believe she called the cops. Cops came, shot her. Put the knife down. So fast. Put it down. Boom. She's in the midst of fucking fighting and tussling. We'll make four girls just go to someone's house and jump them. That's all fucked up. Then she had a knife. Just call the cops. You shouldn't be out there. If two girls got to jump you, don't do the knife thing. You don't want to go to jail for murder, assault. Even though you're protecting yourself, you just stay your ass home. You know, black people is totally different than what white people can get away with. Everybody, we all equal. We all want to live the same. Understand that for white people. But I don't make it right, because white people should be in charge too. You can't use that excuse of white people to deal with. You know, we got away with it. We can't think like that. Because we're still going to jail. We're still being murdered. People being slaughtered. She's stabbing up these chicks. Fathers, I believe he was tossing someone around. Or someone. I think it was a father. cop came. Drop it. Shot her so fast. 4 times. Like she was fucking Thanos or some shit. It's a kid's fight. Go over there and tussle, you motherfucker. What kind of is the training just to shoot? There's plenty of videos of black people, of white people killing cops, hurting cops, because cops are being so hesitant to shoot. Being scared, really, to shoot a fellow white person. Because that's like, hold on, buddy, I'm here for you. Like, there should be just a quick assessment. It's a knife. Run over there. Take her the fuck down. That's what you do. Hit her with the taser. It's just a knife. You don't got any combat training? Where's your combat training? LeBron James, he tweeted with a picture of the cop. Oh, my God. He put his face on. He said, you're next. Accountability. All they saw was you're next. Thought it was like a fucking bounty on his fucking head. You see what the other side does? They use that. A lot of people say, you know, Stephen A's like, oh, you know what they were going to do. Now, fuck that. We ain't doing that pussy shit anymore, Stephen A. Smith. Don't be a pussy. It don't matter what he would have said. They would have ran came at them. We got to stop being pussies. Keep teaching black people to be pussies. In their words and their actions. Like, yeah, don't do dumb shit and get you murdered. But you should be able to use your words and know it and understand what you said. And people understand what you said. People are always going to misconstrue your shit. Because one side is going to believe you, and one of the other side is not going to believe you. And that's just how it's always going to be. Got all these white people and all these conservative white people, I'm going to say, and all these conservatives who have a voice who just using that as bait. They're going to do what they're going to do, just like we do what we do. Don't back down. Keep that shit up. You're next. Accountability. Talking about Derek Chauvin who went to jail. You're next. You're going to get arrested and go to jail. That's what he meant. They ain't meant go kill him. But that's how they try to wing it. And then they keep bringing up China. Like, oh, LeBron's solid on China. Like, they love bringing up fucking China when it comes to the NBA. And mainly LeBron. You motherfuckers don't care about China. Right? You're fucking against China. You know, because they're communist state and how they treat their workers. Fuck, we don't treat them any better than they do, right? Because it's dressed up a little better. It's still shit. Put salad dressing on shit. What the fuck is you talking about? Everything is just we're just so fucking divided. It's just... Everything is just going to be like that. But we got to keep, we can't fall back. LeBron, don't fall back. They say, oh, I mean, you know, because you guys got to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself. We know what you meant. Because that's first, I was like, you know, you got to be very clear. You can't give them ammo they're going to use. You got to be very clear. Because it does work. But we ain't trying to get the other side to fucking what's the name. Fuck that. We got to get the foot on their fucking necks until they fucking submit. Because that's what they're doing to us. We can't, every time they put a phone on our neck, everybody just like, oh, we got to fall back. Like when Obama kept doing that shit, kept firing black people. Fox News put out a bogus fucking story on black people, and he'll fire them. Even from his fucking Jeremiah Wright to the housing woman, I forget her name, to the Van Jones. He would just get rid of you in a heartbeat. Now that was irking me so much about Barack Obama. He was just getting rid of black people. They'll put out some fucking bullshit story, and he was like, I don't want the controversy. I'm sorry, you got to go. You got to stand on your fucking 2 feet. Stand 10 toes down. Knowing that is bullshit. You fucking let them put out bullshit stories and you fucking just cave in. We got to stop caving the fuck in. They're going to put a foot on our neck anyway. Stand the fuck up. Stop fucking submitting. Got to stand up for your fucking what you believe in. Don't fucking be on their terms. There is no fucking peace on your terms. Peace on their terms is just, oh, can you just protest over there? Right? This don't live in my neighborhood. Don't walk through my neighborhood. Right? Can't be fucking walking on eggshells. No more fucking eggshells, guys. No more fucking eggshells. Motherfuckers are walking on eggshells and how they move. You're going to get nowhere. So you're going to go fucking crazy walking on eggshells. Like, eggshells. It's time to stand the fuck up and stop walking on eggshells. Because the people who don't give a fuck about you are never going to give a fuck about you. They're just going to want you to say some bullshit and be so polite in your words and still kicking your fucking ass. You got to put pressure on these motherfuckers. Only pressure works. Because they're scared of the pressure. All that shit is just scared. They're scared, you know what I mean? That's how you get Derek Chauvin in jail. Because they stayed going to burn this motherfucker down. That's what they were scared of. Don't give a fuck about him. They just care about the system. That's all they care about. They want their money, right? They want to keep getting them. The budgets of the fucking law enforcement is so crazy. Why are they getting so much money? I mean, I know why. I'm going to break it down for you guys a little bit. But why are they getting so much fucking money? This is why they're getting so much fucking money. Because they get full pensions, right? They get to work their last year and get paid that. They'll do a bunch of OT their last year. Make $250,000. You know, these motherfuckers milk the system. They get full pensions. Every job should get a full pension, but cops get it at an insane level. So they can work their last year. They do a bunch of OT. They're getting $300,000 a year for the rest of their life for their pension. That's why police budgets are fucking $5 billion. Then everything else, like health and homelessness and all these budgets, their budgets are like $300,000, $300 million, $4 million, $5 million, $200. You know, it's just bullshit money. You know, to fight homelessness, here's $20 million. Here's $100 million. That's nothing. And that's what cops is. These cops are getting all these huge pensions. That's where the money goes to, the pensions, to pay their salaries, all the overtime and all that shit they do. It's not necessary to fund the police, so to speak, because that's what they mean by defund the police. Yeah, defunding where they're getting all these bullshit weapons. Yeah, they can lower how much they get for the weapons. They just have an insane amount of gear, and it's not for war. It's just for protesters. That's mainly what it's for. They love to bring out that gear. Let's go raid a home. A no-knock warrant. Let's get a fucking electronic battering ram and come in with on the backs of fucking military-style, bulletproof, missile-proof jeeps and shit. Running into, you know, that's what they use the gear for. They're not really fighting like fucking Thanos and super robots and fighting like cartels and shit. They're just fucking going in for like low level drug dealers and bullshit, no knock warrants. All bullshit. It could be some concerned neighbor like, yeah, I think they're selling drugs, like dime bags, I think. I don't know, some bullshit. They're like, all right, got it. No knock warrant, judge. Sign. All right, we're going to need 36 battering rams. We're going to need all the fucking M12 bombs and super robotic sniffing. They got it all, all this fucking money, all this shit going to that bullshit. They're going to ride on backs, tank shotguns, helmets on, super bulletproof fucking outfits on. Go down! Shooting up babies and all that fucking dumb shit. Fucking out of control. Unchecked aggression. But they do need some of their money because they're up for those pensions and for their pay and OT. That's mainly what the money's for. They're paying pensions for motherfuckers from 1970 and shit. It's the life collecting. They need to up the money. They need to print more money for everybody else. That's what they need to do. All right, you got your $5 billion budget, but why can't homeless get $5 billion too, right? Why can't mental health divisions get $500 billion? Why can't social work get $5 billion, right? The money's there. Trust me, guys. They keep fronting like it's not there. They got so much money. And they could print money. They've been printing money in the last fucking 18 months more than they've done in the last 20 years. Right? It just resets itself, the market. Nothing's going to happen. They can just print. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, inflation. Nah. It's all leveling off. Just printing money and everything is just okay. Right? kind of stimulate. They can give people $1,400 a month they want for the next 5 years, but they just, you know, we'll figure it. I don't know. But they got $5 billion for the fucking ball on for. Law enforcement get all the money. Everybody else just get shit on. Where this thing with law enforcement happen, right? Everybody's this huge love for law enforcement. And everybody hates cops. From movies, you see when they hate cops. And people in general just hate cops. Only time people show their fake patriotism for cops and it turns when black people get slaughtered. Then it's like, well, you shouldn't have been resisting. Right? What about Kyle Rittenhouse, right? Dylann Roof. This guy's, he killed for two black people, three black people, or protesters in general, who were fighting for black rights, Black Lives Matter. Shot them the fuck up. He's still walking around with a shotgun, swinging around all aggressive and shit. They ain't lay his ass down, right? Stun gun, rubber bullets. They didn't give a fuck. In fact, these guys get money on the books. They get support in their police fucking, their little secret police line they have. Their little chat groups they have. Websites. They get money for his funds. These guys get money more quicker than a motherfucker. That's where it's at, the money. Like minorities and shit, you know, people who fought the Black Lives and all that shit. You got to put the money where your mouth is. Oh, what they going to do with the money? They going to buy houses? These motherfuckers giving motherfuckers money for fucking supporting murderers of black us, right? And they worry about someone's buying houses and shit. Right? Blue Cross ain't doing shit with the money. Why be so obsessed with black people? What they're doing with the money? Let them have fancy offices too, right? Let them get a high salary too, because this is a stressful fucking job. Like, where the fuck you guys think this money is going to? You thought they was going to give the money back to black people? That's what they thought? The Black Lives Matter was going to get money for black people? This money's for, like, the lawyers, for their pay, for them. Because this is a full-time job for them. You're paying their salaries. That's what it's for. So these guys can go out there and kick in the doors in Congress and making sure they pass bills and support us. That's what the money's for. Money for ain't fucking... They think the money's for, like, oh, for black people. No, yeah, it's for black people. It's for, like, for support these lawyers who are out there, these Black Lives Matter lawyers, you know, Benjamin Crump and these fucking guys. It's a tough fucking job, and they use money. These guys got to fly all over the world, and they got to bus and house a lot of people. They got to bail all these motherfuckers out of jail. That's what the money's for. Some of them are buying houses. I buy houses. Like that chick. Like, black people, man, you just like a lot of men. Like, see, this is what you do. You let white women control it. I mean, you think white women are controlling Blue Cross? Shut the fuck up. Black men just be abandoning motherfuckers. Stop abandoning the cause. For every little bullshit. Fucking article in the New York Post and you motherfuckers like, you see, I told you. That's why I support Black Lives Matter and it's all bullshit. Yeah, there's going to be some people fucking up. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. But don't jump bandwagon, you pieces of shit, because women are in charge. You fucking wasn't stepping up. They're fighting for us, fucking morons. And then the chick, the homegirl, had a whole bunch of other deals, and she's selling out a best-selling book. She got deals in Hollywood and all this shit. So she's got money to put down a little some paper on the crib, and then she got like nice little, probably getting $200K from the Black Lives Matter, $300K, wherever it is. She should be able to get a high salary because this is a fucking high-impact job. Let her get a salary. What the fuck? What do you think the money's for, you fucking idiots? It's not for you. They're not giving you money for your little boo. They're not giving me money. No, the money's for her to keep... Fucking, they gotta rent out locations and shit. How about those cribs could be like a fucking safe house she could be having for black people. Where they can have meetings. You know what the fuck they're doing. Shut the fuck up. You self-hate. You know, we need you on a salary. You the motherfuckers just want to fucking riot and loot. Well, loot. You go to the fucking sideline, you black people. You black people think like that. Get the fuck, because we don't need you in the fucking way. Step to the fucking side. All right. So much dissent within the black community. Right? Stay in order to get the fuck to the side. We need to hear your fucking complaints. Go the fuck over there and go to the white side. You want to go to the white side or stand in the middle? Shut the fuck up. You're being no help at all. We got to be all perfect. They're all figuring it out. Nothing's perfect. Shut the fuck up. Right? Black men don't want this shit. Been black men who fucking kill Malcolm X, right? Marcus Garvey. Motherfuckers are all fucking up the money. Shut the fuck up. Either with us or against us. We ain't perfect. These motherfuckers are supporting killers. Right? The other side is supporting killers. Supporting anybody by any means necessary. On their Malcolm X shit. Took it from Malcolm X. They don't give a fuck. They like, I don't care. I'm supporting you. You got some black motherfuckers. Women too. Mainly men, but women too. Who quick to jump ship. We don't fucking need you on this side. I'm going off. Either with us or against us. But I want you to shut the fuck up. You ain't helping us. You're fucking hurting with you fucking complaining from the sideline. Bitching. Oh, women are in charge. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, look what they're doing. Benjamin Crump is not doing nothing. You know how hard it is for a fucking black lawyer, civil rights lawyer, to defend or to help out a black family who's been murdered by a cop, their family member. You know how hard that is? You know how hard that fucking is? It's a bunch of fucking hell. You two can worry about the feds and that 96% conviction rate. Right? It's fucking hard for them to prosecute these cases. Motherfucker, you know, complaining about Al Sharpton. Let him get a bag too. Jesse Jackson. Motherfuckers. So what? He's had some affairs on the side. Yeah, I mean, he's fucked up. The other side is doing it too, but they still fucking, what's the name? Supporting. Motherfuckers are quick to just abandon motherfuckers. Selfish motherfucking Negroes I'm talking about. Shut the fuck up and go to the sideline. We don't fucking need you. Complaining all the time. I'm going off. Yeah, I'm going off. You're either with us or against us. If not, shut the fuck up. I'm tired you keep saying that, Wesley, because it's fucking hurt. You need to listen to what I'm saying loud and clearly. I don't think any of my listeners are like that, but those pieces of shit who stumble upon this show, you either down, lay down, or get the fuck down. It's not a perfect ride. This shit is hard. These civil rights lawyers and these protesters and these civil rights leaders, this shit is hard work. It is many fucking L's. And so what? They're making a little bank. So what? Right? So what? I'm not saying that with them. I understand that people are taking advantage of the system. Yeah, fuck them. But y'all fucking going after people doing good. Trying to do something. Being a leader is hard. You learn on the job as you go. Running a huge organization like Black Lives Matter, all the different chapters, it's hard work. Hard work. They're figuring it out as it goes on. Right? You know what I mean? They're figuring it out. So shut the fuck up. Step to the sideline. What are you going to keep complaining about, motherfuckers?
Oh, he ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing, Benjamin Crump.
This shit is hard work, guys. You guys understand how hard this fucking work is. Motherfuckers are just sitting on the sideline, bitching, complaining. All right. On a light note, I can't lie to my kid anymore. Kids at the age, you can't lie to her. Like, she wants this and shit. Like, oh, I want this toy. I want My Little Ponies. I'm going to order it. She'll come bring in the iPad, go right to fucking Amazon. Now packages are coming in. And I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. And before, I would just lie. Just like, the fuck? You want everything? The fuck out of here. All right, I'll buy it. All right. I ordered it. Back away. Now she's starting to get packages coming in the mail and shit. And she's like, Three Little Pigs. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, nah, it's a shirt for me, big homie. She's like, uh-huh. So you can't even lie. I can't lie to her no more. I got to really, explain to her, like, yo, you can't have everything you want. Got to start doing a lot of that now. I mean, that's hard because she still wants it. And she gets she's spoiled. You know? She gets everything she fucking wants. Everything she wants, she gets, you know. Parents right now, 21st century parents of young kids, teenagers, you know what I'm talking about. These kids are spoiled as fuck. And she's getting aggressive now a little bit. Like yesterday, I made her the French toast and shit, and some bacon. I didn't eat the bacon. It was for the baby. A little bacon here. She likes bacon. But she just ate the bacon, barely touched a French toast. And then later, she's just like, here, throw it in the garbage. I'm like, finish the French toast. I'm like, eat some more French toast. And she said, throw it in the garbage. I could have jumped back. You know, like when someone, I don't know, wait, you can like, oh. Like that little fake, that little, your heart go, skip the beat, like, oh. I just took it and walked away. Mom let me hear my breath like, fuck is she yelling at me for? Little nigga. I'm sorry. Oh, but putting that in the square. I can't say nigga. I'm sorry. That's going in the nigga jar. 2 pennies. No, I'm joking. If I had a penny for it. Oh, that thing is going to be $1 million in the end of the year. Million pennies? Million X. I'm sorry about using the N-word, guy. I know I said I was going to end. I'm fake. I am leaving your fucking cell phone. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to get them all out. Yeah, like, who the fuck she thinks she talking to? You know, doing lessons with the kid. I'm telling you, doing homework and lessons with your kid, that's like patience overload. Because she like, the iPad. Now she want to watch TV. She don't want to learn, you know. Now I'm trying to make it fun. It's all over the map. Count how many balloons. Not those balloons, these balloons. Count the red balloons. But it's fun, though. You know, you just got to be patient with the kid. You know, that's, I know parents get frustrated. I was getting a little frustrated. Like, but then you got to slow it down. Like, she's a kid, right? She's a kid, you know? And she's growing lovely. She's got to be patient with the kid, you know? Got to learn. Cause learning is hard. Learning is so hard. And she's new. And she's pretty good, you know? But, like, this morning, she didn't want to go to school. You know, she went, I don't want to homeschool. But I'm just talking to her, like, hey. Then I have my clothes on. Then I saw, well, she's like, Daddy, where you going? I'm like, school. She's like, oh, wait for me. And she wants to go. You know, you got to. And then she's just looking at me. I'm just telling her. I'm just like, you know, I'm like, hey, you're smart. You all right? I'm like, learn is. I'm just talking to her. Just random shit. Just trying to put shit in her head. I'm like, you're beautiful. You're smart. You're funny. You know, all this shit I'm just telling her this shit. And I'm telling her how, you know, not to be frustrated with learning. And she kind of was just looking at me like she was soaking it in. I know she's understanding a little bit. But she was taking it in, just looking at me. I'm like, yeah, learning is, you know, is hard. But learning is fun. Just like you learn how to use the iPad and everything else. You learn how to count. You know, it's going to get a little harder. Every step is going to be a little bit hard, I'm telling her. And it's going to be a little frustrating. But you keep doing it, you're going to eventually get it, right? You learn to know your numbers. She's like shaking her head. You know, like, yeah. You know, you learn all the colors, right? She's like shaking her head. Yeah. You know, so cute, like, yeah, you know. So what's wrong with learning this now? Now, you know, and Leah's like, damn, they doing this now. They like doing like math, doing like 3 balloons plus 5 balloons equals, you know, but you gotta write it out on the other side, you gotta write like that's 2 balloons, and on the other side it's 4 balloons. And now 2 balloons plus 4 balloons, and I got to count them all over, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it's 6 balloons. You know, she was a little frustrated by that. Then she was getting it, like counting hands, like 1, 2, 3. I'm like, no, count the balloons. She's like, 1, 2, yeah. So that's, you know, because we're a huge part of the learning process of helping them learn too. Parents, right? They're with the kids, but they're most of the time with us. So everything's got to be a learning, fun experience. I'm realizing that more and more by the day. Yeah, we shove the iPad in their face because it gives the parents a couple hours to get some shit done. But yeah, you know, you gotta like, hey, let me hide that iPad and let's learn, baby, let's learn. So that's fun doing a little bit of that, teaching a kid. The fuck else is going on? Did I talk about that? I feel like I talked about this. I was eating a fucking salad. I was eating a fucking salad while I was driving. I feel like I talked about this. I'm not talking about it. I feel like I talked about it only. What else did I talk about? talked about that already. I'm kind of pooped now. Kind of pooped. Excuse me, guys. I don't know if I want to keep talking, guys. Fucking poop. I've been all like yelling and shit. I feel like I'm worried about my Bitcoin. Bitcoin and all my crypto. Crypto has been down. My shit down like $500, yo. I'm down. It's like, what the fuck? Then I also got Dogecoin on another site. What I'm doing? My main site I used to invest in crypto is Coinbase. Still low as fuck. Why is it so low? I think the government trying to fuck that over. And then I invest also in Robinhood, or I invest in Dogecoin. Everybody's keep talking about Dogecoin. Let me try it. Oh, it's up $40. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I lost half my investment on Dogecoin. Dogecoin. I don't know. But you know what? Leah's like, you taking it out? I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna take it out. I'm gonna keep it in. Pause. I'm gonna keep it in, baby. Pause. She's like, you sound nasty. But that's investing, right? You gotta keep it in there, right? Pause. Don't wanna be like those guys with Bernie Madoff, right? Bernie Madoff died. Did he die? I think he did. Did Bernie Madoff just die? I think Bernie Madoff did just die. He did just die. That piece of shit. Oh, Bernie. I'm saying Bernie Madoff, but I wrote Bernie Sanders. Is that a Freudian slip? Yeah, Bernie Madoff. Oh, he died last week, Bernie Madoff. Big Bernie, rest in peace. Damn. Fucking DMX. Is he going to hell, Bernie Madoff? I got a huge problem with that. This is for white people in general. White people, stop trusting every white person who fucking has a suit on and sounds good. Because it's fucked up. Because the black person with a suit on knows what he's fucking talking about. He might really know what he's talking about. You don't fucking trust him. Black person, white person come in, suit, tie, looks good. You know what I mean? For us, like, you know what I mean? Got the look. You know what I mean? Portfolio looks good. Yeah, I did this, I did that. Lying his ass off. And they're just giving him his money. Your life savings. Like, to give him some of your money, not all of it. A lot of people got caught in that shit, like, Spielberg and shit. But Steven Spielberg is so rich, it didn't really affect him. I mean, money lost is money lost. But Spielberg's, you know, this guy's got a few billion dollars. But he may have lost like $500 million. That's a lot. But Bernie Madoff is basically doing this. He would take people's money and invest it. Told him he's going to invest his money. So he would get new investors every year. Let's say he'll get like $5 billion in new investments every year. And then you got people who will wait a year. So you put your investments in every year, and then you might want to take out some of the, you know, 20% back. You want to take out 20% every year. So every year he gets new investments. Then you got the people who invest the previous years. They want some of that money. They may want $100,000. They may want a couple million. So the new people who invest, he would give their money to the people who've been previously investing and who want some of the interest on their money. You know, you're putting $5 million. You might get, I don't know how much interest 8% is. 8% of $5 million, what is that? Let me do the math on that. $380,000 maybe? Let me see, $5 million divided by 10%. So I find $1,000. So 8%, I guess, yeah, I'm right. Maybe about $400,000. So, you know, they'll get their they got their money's working for them. They put that $5 million in, now they're getting like fucking $400,000 a year. You know what I mean? So as I like let's say if Aaliyah, she invested the year before, and now a year later I invest, you know, some money. So he'll take some of my money and give it to Aaliyah. And then the next year, Callie would come in and invest, and I'll get some of that investment. And then and Aaliyah would get some of that investment. And then the next sucker would come in and get to invest, and Aaliyah gets that. And then Callie would get some of the money that the newest next person would invest in. So it's a Ponzi scheme. Everybody's just getting a piece of everybody's money. But he just has to keep getting new investors, you know, saying, oh, look at this returns I'm getting, all that. And they were making up phony investments. Phony fucking investments. They were doing a lot of grimy shit. Just making it look good. People just falling for it. You don't know who to fucking believe anymore. I think that's why crypto is scaring everybody. Everybody's just doing their own research and investing on their own. I mean, yeah, they got like the stock market and brokers who deal with crypto as well. But crypto is like no man's land. It's every man for their self investing. Excuse me. And his shit got blown up because of the housing crash in 2008, I believe. And then everybody wanted their money. Most of the people wanted their money. So imagine that, right? You got everybody these investments and you were just paying old money with new money. But now everybody wanted money. They wanted like a big chunk, not like the interest. They wanted like, let me get half of that investment. Let me get $2.5 million of my money. You know what I mean? I'm struggling a little bit. I lost my big house or some shit. Or I got to owe some money. Or I lost my job. Anything. You know what I mean? Business is fucking struggling. I need to take out some money. You know what I mean? And he didn't have anything. He was just running out of cash. Because now where everybody wants their money, some of their money now, it's like, oh, shit. And the sad part, I believe he turned himself in. He didn't think, he was so cocky, he turned himself in with it. He turned his own self in. Let me double check if that's correct. Like people, I guess people are complaining. Yeah, but I believe he went in, was kind of just, kind of was like, hey, I got this issue here going in. I'm, you know, probably trying to like dress it up nice. Like, yeah, everybody want their money. I need help as far as maybe funding the money. I don't know. Some shit he did. And his main target was he targeted wealthy American Jewish communities. He really went in. Is he Jewish? Let me see if he's Jewish. What is he Jewish? He's Bernie Madoff is. The fuck is he? Hold on, guys. Let's see what. Bear with me today, guys. Let's see what Bernie Madoff is. Bernie Madoff is Jewish. yeah, Bernie Madoff is Jewish. And you see that shit? A Jewish person robbing it. And that's the fucking thing. You got to be so scared of. You can't trust anybody. You can't even trust your own fucking people. Your own people will fucking rob you. Right? You really can't trust anybody, man. You can't trust your own fucking people. Sometimes you got to reassess what does your own people mean, right? Your own person might not look like you. Be your own religion, your own color, your own faith, your own religion, your own sex. You don't know who to believe. You got to really find the person. Who that you can believe, right? So that's how that went. And then it kind of blew up in his face. But they're like, hold on. They started looking deep into his investments and like, hold on, you motherfucker. You haven't really been investing in anything. His son killed himself. I don't know if his son knew. But a lot of people had to have known. His wife had to have known. Then again, some people have these fucking double lives that you don't even fucking know what kind of, you know what I mean? People are really good at hiding their fucking, their secret life. It's like people with two families. You don't find out they have another family to the funeral. Like, hold on, who the fuck are you? Who's this lady crying with the kids? That's his mistress? No, it's actually his second wife? What? What the fuck? Got married to another. How the fuck did that happen?
I thought daddy was going out of town. It was a job.
But is Bernie Madoff going to jail, right? Heaven or hell, right? Is Bernie Madoff going to hell? Is he in hell right now? Warrant enough bad tickets for him to go to hell, right? Did he go down there and he was like, that's all he did? Did he kill anybody? Like, what kind of people do the devil want, right, and don't want? And what type of people God wants and doesn't want? Right, is he stuck in limbo right now, right? You know, how'd that work first? Do you have to be rejected by heaven first before you go to hell? How does that work? Religious people, let me know. Or is it already kind of like, as you live your life, bad or good, or in between, it's already set, right? There's some people going to hell. There's nothing you can do to change it, right? Or you're going to heaven. You got enough good in your bank that God's like, it's okay. That hit and run, I'll let it slide. You were nervous, yeah. Or God is like, he's sending you downstairs. And the devil's like, man, that's it, a hit and run? I need some fucking evil people. Like, you was just a pussy. Did you want to kill him? Did you try to kill that fucking guy? With that, was it vehicular homicide or just homicide? You want to kill that motherfucker? What you call it? Like, it was kind of by mistake. Like, I don't know if I want you. Go back upstairs. You back upstairs. Like, he don't want me. The devil don't want me. Like, I don't want you, you fucking murderer. I'm a vehicular murderer. Now he's stuck in limbo, right? That's actually a movie idea I got, guys. Don't steal that. I got an idea. That's copywritten. Fucking thieves. Nah. About a man who's stuck in limbo. That's an idea. I'm working on a script right now. Like, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Like, he does something. He's done some bad. He's done a lot of bad, done a lot of good. And now he's stuck in limbo, where like he gets a second life, but he's got to live it the right way. He's get a second chance. And is he going to do enough good, or is he going to do enough bad? I'm still tweaking it as I go along, but yeah, that's an idea, right? Think about that, right? If you do enough good, enough bad, where are you going to go? Are you going to go to heaven, or are you going to go to hell? What warrants where you go, right? Religious people, comment in the comment section. Let me know. Send me an email. Hey, Wesley, we're all God's children. Or some devil watcher. We're all devil's children. Should I move on? All right. Oh, man, this is what I hate, too. I'm fucking, it's going somewhere with Aaliyah. You guys know Aaliyah, we always fucking live. And I hate when we're fucking running late. Don't you hate when you're fucking late and early at the same time? That's the worst. I hate that Aaliyah was taking forever. I'm like, yo, let's go. Because, you know, we always fuck up, you know. A lot of times we always get time, you know, a little off. You don't want to be early. People hate being early. People hate being late. You just want to be right on time, but it never works out that way. It's better to be early, right, than late. Depends on where you're going. You know, just with the dinners, reservations, you had to be there early. Like a group of people. So we're like running late. I'm like rushing and shit, and I'm all fucking mad at Aaliyah for taking forever. And then we get there, it was like only two people there. Now I'm mad. I'm like, fuck. And he go, Aaliyah, see, I told you, you rushing me and shit. I'm like, shut up, nigga, we still late. I'm sorry, anyway, sorry about the N-word. I'll put the fucking penny in the jar. Three pennies. The five pennies? How many times that damn word? Whew, it's going to be a toughie, guys. Not saying that word anymore. I'm working on it. But yeah, she's all like, you see, we're Ellery, right? I'm like, shut up, with a smile on my face. Like, yeah, I guess you're right. But then I hate that shit. I hate being... late and then early at the same time. That's the worst. When you get somewhere late, you walk in and you get there like, oh, I got to deal with this shit. And you get there, nobody fucking there. I'm like, oh, man, I got to wait for everybody? Fuck. I hate being early. I hate being late. Like, I just, and sometimes I'm pretty good at being on time. I struggle with it sometimes, but I'll be on time. I struggle with obsessing over being early. I hate waiting around. Then I hate being late. But I guess it's always better to be early than late, right? Ain't for being early, because this fucking city, it's traffic, you know, whatever. Delay, it's just always something going on where you're never going to be there on time. On time, right? Nobody never walks in at the same time for anything. It's 10 o'clock. Now everybody's walking in at getting into like, hey, to say never. It's either going to be a bunch of people already there because you're late, or it's going to be like one person there. You're going to be the first one there because you're too early. I saw a dog in a stroller. I've seen that a couple of times. People are like walking dogs and strollers and shit. Like, why is that dog in a stroller? I'm just looking at that shit like, what? The dog looks perfectly fine and healthy. I see elderly people I see doing that. They're walking the dog. This probably dog just shit in the crib. I mean, it's disgusting outside, but when they shit, they just shit in the house, and he's like, let's go for a walk. He's in a stroller. And the dog like it with no care in the world. Because usually dogs like hit the ground. Like, my fucking dog, Breeze, she'll get into the windowsill and be sticking her head through the curtains and shit, and she'll be looking like, and she'll look at me like, can we go out there? I'm like, nah, let's go. But that's weird. You just know this random shit with dogs. Oh, 420 just passed, right, guys? Fucking 420. I'm really over you fucking weed heads. You weed heads can suck a dick. No. I fucking hate people who fucking support weed. They don't support nothing else but weed. They're so obsessed with their fucking weed and these weed laws and shit. Everybody's into weed. I mean, I get it. Make your money, you know. We have concern with black people. Like, black people, get they so into this legal weed. Like, they're really, like, kind of like, like, a lot of these farms and shit, and these dispensaries are not owned by black people. It's just like white people and shit. Maybe some other races as well. Like, black people, we're going there. We're getting all this time and shit for weed and still in jail for weed. And now they locked up for like 10 years selling like fucking weed. Now it's legal. I'm like, yeah, she released. I'm like, nah, we still need that prison rate, like prison labor. Just fucked up. The system is just so fucked up, man. But I think a lot of that changing now. I think people are opening up some like stores and shit. Like Jay-Z, I think, is getting a dispensary. But Jay-Z is one thing. But black people are still lacking the opportunities to have their own dispensaries and their fields. Being shut out. We're always being shut out of every fucking thing. Let me see. Opportunities in legal marijuana. This is like 2015 article. Six reasons black African-Americans aren't breaking into the cannabis industry. Let me see. The first they're saying is money, power, respect. Getting a license requires a lot of experience. Applying for government licenses and dealing with government regulators. The process is not overwhelmingly transparent or open, nor the process easy to navigate. You know, they make it hard as hell. We need like super duper lawyers and all that crazy shit. This will go down your permanent record. Many states will not let you apply for. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Many states will not let you apply for a cannabis license if you have had a misdemeanor or an arrest for possession of any drug, including marijuana. You see how this creates shit? This is fucked. This is so fucked up. It's legal now. You're going to still hold something against me? Like, I've been arrested for selling, like, a couple of bags of marijuana. Or just selling marijuana. Now it's legal, and I want to go legal. and you're telling me I can't because I have the I've been arrested for it in the past. What the fuck? You see how fucked up the system is? They just create shit to fuck black people over. They don't want us to have a fair shot at nothing. They just keep the foot on the neck, man. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. What's number three? Number three, they're saying cash rules everything around me. No money, more problems. So you got in license fees, this is expensive. Then after that, you need a significant level of additional funds. There's the endemic. The fuck is an endemic? Endemic is a disease large found around certain areas. Endemic is it that an area in which a particular disease can be found? Institutional racism, like I said, endemic to all forms of business. I mean, that's across the board in business, right? Like I was talking about from Bernie Madoff, right? He can walk in there with suit and tie and he get all the money showing bullshit, fake ass results and shit. And black parents come in legit and they'd be like, eh. And black people the same way, man. See rappers talking about lawyers, you know. My lawyer white. My lawyer, my doctor white, you know, all fucked up in the head. All the malpractices and shit, they don't give a fuck. I'm not saying black people don't get malpractices, but you know what I mean. Motherfuckers still trust black person more than a white person. They'll check a white person more than a black person. You know, they'll trust a black person or a malpractice white person more than a white. We'll trust a white person more with a malpractice or a shiesty record than a black person with a malpractice and a shiesty record. No matter what, right? Or a person with a black, we'll trust a person who, a white person with a shiesty record, or a black person with a clean record, Madoff, right? Same shit. I'm saying me. My doctor's all colors and shit, and races and creeds. What? And I've got grows and different area codes. Oh, they're really being lingly with the words here. This is an NBC article. Location is key, they're saying. Southern states, for example, where there's a sustained, substantial African American middle class and lots of minority entrepreneurs was the open. Maybe we see different demographics there. I guess it's the areas they're saying it's going to be a little bit. Let's see. I guess, yeah, a lot of southern states, but this is a while ago. It's 2015, this article. I think marijuana is kind of, because they're saying where people at. Like, let's say it's a predominantly black area, kind of like Atlanta, but they still don't have legal marijuana. So people who live out there don't really have access to open up a legal business. They may not want to go all the way to fucking California or some shit. But I believe that's changing. I think the state of Georgia is being a little lax now. So that's, yeah. So yeah, location is location, right? Where black people at. They, you know, they be like, eh, let's not put it over there. And then black people have the opportunity. Keep off the grass. Our black church community leaders less likely to support it. They're saying community leaders and black churches might not support it as much. I don't know how I'm doing that. Open up, yeah, you know, opening compares opening up pot shops in minority neighborhoods. They're kind of saying that's similar to opening up more liquor stores. I don't think that's right. Legally hazy with a chance of clouds. What? Saying because black and brown people have historically been fined arrest on drug charges, there may be hesitance. Oh, they're saying there might be some hesitance amongst black people. They're like, nah, this is a trick. They're like, this is really legal? You can let me sell weed and not arrest me? Nah. I get it, though, my fellow black people. You might be a little hesitant. Right? Like, people are hesitant against the fucking the vaccine. Come on, guys. I'm doing well. I took the vaccine, and I'm still standing. I'm doing great. I don't know. Having said all that, I still think all this shit is bullshit. Not like bullshit. I mean, I don't understand it's a business. But just sometimes I'm a little weirded out by people's obsession with weed. I mean, I get it. I mean, I just watched the Redman, Method Man. Those are two of my heroes in rap. Those are my guys. And those are Weed Heads, you know, movie How High and all that shit. How High. Legends. They all got their little Kush, variants of Kush, what do we call it? Strains of Kush. But do they actually own it? Sometimes you can get in partner with, you get like a little percentage. Because you know How High, you know, they all got Method Man, Red Man weed. They got a strain. It might not be, they may be through like maybe a white company who own it. Then they may bring them in, give them a little piece, little 10%. But I want black people coming in, owning 100%, 50%, majority stakes in these companies, getting full opportunities, full chances to make money like everybody else. Right? If not, you might as well just buy from your local weed man on the corner, right? Because all the money is going to go to black people. Now you're putting out black, the people on the corner who want to sell weed, who can't even get a license because they've been arrested for selling weed. So, I don't know. It's all fucked up. System's all shiesty. We got to figure that shit out. What else is to talk about? I think that's it. Oh, one thing I hate too when people like their own posts. Like people stop. I mean, I do that. Sometimes you do it. I don't think I do it anymore. But stop liking your own posts. You post something, you share something, don't like it. All right, that don't count. All right, don't like your own post. I mean, I saw that shit. Someone posted something, then I saw their names. The first like, I'm like, why'd you like your own posts? Why'd you do that? Are you that desperate for likes? No. I don't know what make me mad. Seeing people like their own fucking posts. It's disgusting. It reeks of desperation. But this is America, right? Live your own life. This is my life. All right, guys, checking my app. I was getting a fucking receipt. Ugh, just every month, just it's my Netflix. Got $12.99 for my Netflix. Two screens, $12.99. This is always something. You always gotta pay for something, right? God damn. All right, guys. Let me get the fuck out of here. Oh, yeah, I might want to talk about that, too. Hey, celebrities who follow zero people. Who the fuck you think you are? Or people just, I don't know, internet celebrity, whatever. It's whatever type of fucking following. You know, people have like 100,000 followers. They follow no people. Or they follow like one person. Like their girlfriend or some shit. Which is, I guess, is cool. But stop thinking you're better than everybody. Or be like a regular Instagram thot or some Instagram comedian. Not all of them. Like, who the fuck you think you are? You got all these famous friends. You follow your famous friends. You follow people you know. One follower. Zero. You got 13 million followers. 13 following. Or zero following. Who the fuck you think you are? Zero followers. I mean, you're following zero people. I'm sorry. Why are you following zero people? You got 124,000 followers, zero people. Like, what, do you have no feed? How does a person feed look like with zero followers? That's a little fucking, fucking word I'm looking for. The words are at the tip of my tongue. Pause. A little egotistical, narcissistic, right? Right? They're going on their timeline and it's nothing. Right? You got a blank timeline. Because you don't follow anybody. Who the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think you are? Follow somebody. It's got to be boring. You're just posting pictures of yourself. What the fuck is going on with you people? Zero followers. I got to try that. It's just zero. Their whole fucking thread is zero. Tread, whatever it is. Their timeline is blank. That's boring. Follow some people. See some pictures. Like some pictures. Have some fun. It's not only about you, you fucking pricks. All right. Follow back, goddammit. All right, guys. I'm out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Let's all love each other a little bit better. Stop being so... The fucking divide, guys. You guys stress me the fuck out. I don't want to go outside no more. Why should I go out? All types of shit just happening. People just getting slaughtered. It's lesbian. Like, hold on, I'm not leaving yet. I'm going to talk about some more shit. Like, this lesbian couple, she just killed a lesbian lover. Lesbian lover. Shot her in the head. People killing their kids. This guy killed his daughter. This other lady killed like her twins. I think it was two different sets of twins. This guy's killed his ex-wife. Killed his kid, his daughter, his blood daughter. Then he murdered himself. Just kill yourself. People really can't live without someone else. Like, come on, people. Grow a fucking pair of balls. You'll get the fuck over them. They're over you. If I can't have them, nobody can. Or just people in general just wilding. People are losing their shit. That's not only cops you got to worry about, guys. It's your fellow fucking man. Your fellow lover. Damn. Sad. Sad as fuck. It's scary as fuck out here. People just walking in restaurants. There's still people walking into spots and just shooting people, killing people. And it's all this divisiveness. Everybody just takes a side. It's fucking irking me. It's getting on my fucking nerves, man. I don't want this for my kids. I don't want this for your kids. Well, my kid. I don't want this for us. Just gotta do better. Gotta. Fuck it. I'm still going. Now I gotta get the fuck out of here. Come on, guys. We could do. Guys, we could do better. We really can. Fuck was that? We gotta really tighten it the fuck up. It's too much. It's too fucking much. So I got the fucking ram. I got distracted by something. I'm sorry. Fuck, it's getting worse out there, man. A lot of in-house fighting. A lot of just, we just can't stand each other. Just, see a lot of yuppie black people in Harlem now. Like a lot of black people in Harlem, they don't even want to fuck with the locals. You know, women, the men, they kind of look at you funny. They know you're local. They kind of look at you like, ugh. Who the fuck are you? Right? Who the fuck are you? You're still here? I want to be down with the cool white people, not you. Only but a lot of times they're only cool with the weed heads, like the women. The women are cool with the weed heads. Somebody told me that. I'm like, that's true. I seen it. I'm back in there, I was single, you know, dealing with like, you know, women. The weed head, man. We're just divided. We just come in with these pre-made stereotypes from other parts of the country. You move to the hood. It's your high-paying job. And you think you're better than us. And I'm here to tell you. You are. All right, I'm just fucking rambling. Am I rambling? Am I rambling, guys? All right, let me go. All right, guys. I love you guys. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Yeah, whatever you do, be safe. All right? Love ya. All right, is that already? All right, bye. How about a kiss? Mwah. All right. 5 Joy Productions and ZK Productions. I know where to find them.